Well, this week, the Bank of Japan made history by promising to unleash an unprecedented amount of monetary stimulus. In his first official policy meeting, the new governor of the Bank of Japan, Hirohiko Kuroda, announced a doubling of Japan's monetary base by the end of 2014. The new policy moves will require the Bank of Japan to purchase approximately 70% of all long-term government bonds issued by the Japanese government every single month. And while I expected Mr. Kuroda to be aggressive, his shock therapy proposals even surprised me. The amount of money that the Bank of Japan has committed to pumping into the economy, $1.4 trillion, is similar in the size to the Federal Reserve's current quantitative easing program. This works out to about $79 billion per month in bond buying compared to the Fed's current $85 billion monthly purchases. The difference, however, is that Japan's economy is one-third the size of the U.S., which will greatly intensify the potential adverse effects of the monetary stimulus. Mr. Kuroda's publicly stated goal is to create a 2% inflation rate within 2 years. To do this, the Bank of Japan will no longer target interest rates and instead will become the only central bank to specifically target its monetary base. Japan has flirted with a similar proposal about a decade ago from 2001 to 2006, but it was on a much more limited scale. Mr. Kuroda knows, however, that he does not have 2 years to reflate the economy. His plan needs to show results within 1 year or less if his attempts are to be considered credible by those who are watching. As expected, Japanese stocks surged higher on the news, but the Japanese yen, which has been declining rapidly in recent weeks, continued its descent after the announcement was made, falling to a fresh 17-month low. One upside to the breakdown of the yen is the increased competitiveness of Japan's exports. In fact, it is likely that U.S. automakers will be among the loudest opponents to Japan's fresh round of monetary easing, as it will make Japanese auto exports relatively cheaper to U.S. automobiles for Western consumers. However, Japan's new monetary easing could end very badly. Other Asian exporting nations could also follow suit with similarly aggressive monetary policies in a bid to maintain the competitiveness of their own exports, which could set off a regional currency war. The real problems, however, are more structural in nature. Japan's economy has been in the doldrums for the last 2 decades, and Japan has the highest debt-to-GDP ratio in the world, at well over 200%. Japan's economic foundation is faulty, and I do not think that the country is equipped to handle the historic amounts of monetary easing that Mr. Kuroda and his cronies at the Bank of Japan have promised. Right now, the upward trend of Japanese stocks and the downward trend of the Japanese yen remain intact, so I wouldn't bother trying to fight it if you are an investor. However, Japan's grand monetary experiment will not end well, and in the end, the Japanese people will be much worse off financially than they are right now. Just like all money printing campaigns, the end result will include currency carnage and bloated interest rates. The Japanese people should demand that the banksters stop destroying their economy and instead focus on real growth opportunities instead of chasing paper illusions.